16-year-old senior who attends Marshall High School. Although I'm not old enough to vote, I know who I would be selecting for this election. When you hear the rest of this speech, I would like for you to consider everything from the perspective of someone on the outside looking in, or in the youth of this city's case, up. Ask yourself, is this really the example you want to create for the future of the city of Marshall? I've read an article in the paper about your new alderman. After reading it, I concluded there's a lack of fundamental concepts in governmental thinking. Let me say this. Just because you're elected by people who want you in a position doesn't mean you get to break the law to do so. Mr. Mayor, you and yours have repeatedly failed to get a hold of this concept. But let's hit one thing at a time. I'm by no means trying to beat a dead horse, but here's an example. Did Beth Church resign because she was innocent? I've learned that former Alderman Church was very heavily investigated. Nobody simply steps down because they know they are innocent. Shame on those who justified her lawbreaking, and along with that, criticize those who have been holding true and loyal to the law. A question arises. Could she have made herself legal? Of course she could have. Had she done so, she would still be in office, because surely the man who fought for what was right wouldn't have spent his money on trying to get someone off the council for no good reason. If your motive is to give the people what they want, I can assure you that you would be doing so by following the law just the same as we have to. There's a couple of activists, the Edgar County Watchdogs, and a major publication by the name of Disclosure News, who have been looking into city matters and observing affairs. It seems to me that out of motivation by guilt, some of you have tried to pinpoint the blame for these posts and articles on some of your fellow members of this council, when in fact, it was not any of your government officials who have invited them in. It was actually unnamed citizens who decided their complaints should be heard. And even if there was some sort of insider giving information, what, may I ask, is wrong with exposing the truth? Moving on. I do not expect you to change your ways or your associates, nor will I expect your associates to change your ways. Meanwhile, you will continue to use public money to attack anyone who threatens to corrupt your bubble of corruption. In the short term, you may have a few victories, but sooner or later, your bubble is going to enlarge and burst. You will be rejected and reviled, as was your predecessor. This was not a proper way to run the city of Marshall, represent its citizens, or set an example for our youth. As for my statements earlier, do not mistake them as focal points, or the only glitches in our system. There are more to come because all people make mistakes, but now is the time to draw a line between minor mishaps and major lawbreaking. Ignorance is no longer bliss, and we can surely be affected by what we do not know. If there is anyone who needs to cease and desist, it is you, Mayor Sanders.